Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The Patriots signed free agent quarterback Tim Tebow on Tuesday, and he was on the practice fields ready to work for the first day of minicamp. He did speak to the media but did not take any questions from reporters. He did, though, talk about how he feels on being in New England. We also heard from two of his former teammates when he was at the University of Florida, Brandon Spikes and Aaron Hernandez. So here's your first look at Tim Tebow in a Patriots uniform. Wearing the number 5 and being one of 3 players in a red jersey, Tim Tebow took the practice field as a quarterback for the New England Patriots.
First and foremost, I just want to thank the Patriots for giving me an opportunity. I'm very thankful. It's such an honor to be a Patriot and play for Coach Belichick and for Coach McDaniels and learn under Tom.
It's official. He's in Foxborough and getting to know the entire Patriots family, including owner Robert Kraft. Getting a good amount of reps at quarterback, Tebow acted as if he'd been here all along. But the truth is, he was released by the Jets back in April and joined their biggest rival on Tuesday. Arguably one of the most popular athletes in football spent several weeks as a free agent. After what some players described as being surprised about the news, it's business as usual here in New England. For Aaron Hernandez and Brandon Spikes, it was just like any other day at the University of Florida.
Aaron, what'd you say to him when you saw him?
How you doing, Tim?
You know, he got to get his job back and whatever and come out here and compete. So that's good to see him smile. You know, that big smile I'm used to seeing the last few years down in Florida. So, it was great to see him back.
His former college teammates are now his current teammates in the NFL.
It definitely was a surprise for probably most of us. And once I heard the information, I was a little shocked and I was happy because we had a long relationship in college and it's good to play with a college teammate again.
It's definitely good to see a Gator in the building.
Coach Belichick didn't have as much to say about Tebow and how the deal came about, but simply...
The thing we do is what we feel is in the best interest of the team. Tim's a talented player that's smart and works hard, so see how it goes.
And as far as the celebrity that he brings, that's the last thing on Belichick's mind. The message is clear in Foxborough.
Well, he's a football player and he knows how to make plays, and I'm lucky to have him on my team again.
It's only day one of minicamp, but Tebow does know the Patriots pretty well. There's the Josh McDaniels connection and the losses he took home as a member of the Broncos and Jets. In 2011, the Patriots destroyed the Broncos in the regular season and the postseason, and that would eventually advance the Pats to the Super Bowl. And in 2012, as a member of the Jets, it didn't get much better, as the Patriots again sent the Jets packing. So needless to say, Tebow is certainly excited about the opportunity to be on the same sideline as Coach Belichick.
It's a very successful franchise, and I found that out firsthand. I've lost to him several times. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to working hard every single day and getting a lot better and learning under some great people.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.